You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. Again, 232-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. So we have Andy Shaw on tonight. Andy, do you want to say hello to the audience?
Hi, audience. How are you?
Hi. If anybody wants any information, I currently offer a drop-in ladies group on Mondays and Thursdays. It's a $10 donation to help ladies duty date, online dating, and just to walk them through the process to keep them on track. You can, if you want information on my drop-in $10 donation lady group, you can reach me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. Or if you have any questions or information you want answered, you can reach me there as well. So tonight we have Andy available. Andy, do you want to tell a little bit about how you met Dr. Allen?
I met Dr. Allen through a friend of mine. She was recovering from the loss of her husband. And I went there on Wednesday nights, 6:30 to 8:30. And for 6 months, religiously, every single week. And eventually started going to LA. And eventually I started, at the end of every evening, I shook her hand. Eventually I started giving her hugs. And eventually I started becoming a student and working for you. And it's changed my life.
Thank you, Andy. We also have Patricia Eltich. She joins us every other week as well. She's one of the Dr. Pat Allen coaches as well. So tonight, if you have a question and you're not available to attend live, you can always email me at the office at info@drpatallen.com. Andy, I have a person that asked a question. I'll give you a little bit of detail. She has a boyfriend. They're engaged, or it's a promise ring. And they don't live together. They're an elderly couple. I think they're over 60. He enjoys dancing, and she's learning how to dance. However, he goes to dancing a lot with ex-lovers. And now he's going out to lunch with ex-lovers, and he's doing a lot of dancing when they go out together dancing. Since she's not a good dancer, he leaves her and goes and dances with other women. And she's not sure if that's acceptable because it makes her feel like he could be doing something with the ex-lover, and also she gets left at the table while he goes and asks other women to dance. What do you think about that?
Well, you didn't see it, but my eyes got wide.
And he's also explaining how she's not a very good dancer, and dancing helps him, his back, and he likes to dance like 3 or 4 times a week, and they only dance together on the weekends. But then again, when they go out dancing, he dances with other women since she's not a very good dancer. So she's feeling like she's just a third wheel a lot of times. And so she doesn't know if she wants to keep building, because she tells him it hurts her feelings. And he says, well, it helps my back. So what would you tell her?
You know, that's what boundaries are for, right? Is it 51% valuable? If the answer is yes, then stay until you can't stay anymore. I'm not hearing any boundaries, so there's nowhere for him to stop because there's no stop signs.
Yeah.
So, I would do, if it were me, okay, I would go through the relationship contract for the time, space, money, and play.
Uh-huh.
If she's a feminine person, write what you don't want, then what you do want. If you're she's the masculine, write what she does want, then what she does not want, and then figure out what the deal breakers are.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can tell you what's too much. We can all assume, or what would be for us, but quite frankly, I've been walked on with full permission from me to do so. And I didn't like it one bit, but the way I learned and the way I grew was to have boundaries and say, you know, I don't really like this. It's not worth it. You are not worth it.
Yes.
And I was, you know, once that boundary is set, it's your choice, right? You can do it, not do what you want.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, she said that. Yeah.
Or not?
Yeah, she said that they were both at a joint dance place and he was dancing with his ex-girlfriend. And then she saw her ex-boyfriend and she danced with him. And the minute he saw her with her ex-boyfriend, he zoomed over there. It's like he's allowed to dance with his ex-lovers, but when she dances with his, he zooms over there. You can't do that. So she's kind of stuck.
Well, you know, that she's not, though. That's the thing, is she's putting herself stuck and saying, you know, I'll accept half of this, but not the other half. But, you know, either I would, if it were me, you know, I would say either we both can.
Oh, we have a call. Oh. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yes, I do. I am going on a date later today. And I just realized, oh gosh, I don't know how to phrase the question, but normally I would never in a million years bring up anything political, but there's something that is really, really, really important to me. And it's important for me to know where they stand. And I'm wondering how would be the best way to do that. And if you have any advice on that.
Well, dear, what is it? Because remember, you can have your point of view, but it could be a deal breaker for him too. And he may
exactly.
He may choose to terminate. If you have such strong feelings, if it's like religion or something, and you absolutely have to tell him, you know, it has to be your way, then, you know, can you share what it is, or you don't want to share?
Yeah, no, I don't mind sharing. It's what has happened in Gaza. It's been a red line for me, and just all the children being bombed to death, and I just, for me, my values with that, I've never ever had anything else political that I would have a red line on. For me, if someone that I meet that is of a particular religious group, if they're like, no, that's okay, I'm glad it's happening, it needs to happen, I just feel like our values would be so unaligned that I can't really see myself with someone who would say, that's okay.
How long have you been dating this gentleman?
It's going to be our first date.
Okay,
but
dear.
I just realized he's from a certain background, and so I just didn't know how to bring that up. And
I'm going to let Andy help this, because first dates, you just get a little bit to know. You don't go in there and start pounding on this list of wants and not wants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, because then you've got who wants Trump and this and that. And I mean, it goes on and on. You can bring that up, but it's, you know, Andy, what would you say about that? You're from a man's point of view, if some woman came up to you and that was her first comment.
That'd be a turnoff for one. I think that's more for, you know, when you have you're going somewhere with this person and they're investigating compatibility. And I'll read from Getting to I Do, which is Pat Allen advised women to talk about all the issues that are of significant interest to them and to their man. If you have strong feelings about politics, religion, ethics, hobbies, culture, events, sports, size of family, career goals, physical defects that might impact on the relationship, past marriages and why they failed, you should talk about them before sex. But you're not there yet. So,
right.
I mean, unless you're going to have sex tonight. And if we're not, then I'd say you can wait. Because by the end of night one, you may not want to date him again. So why go
even
into
without that? Okay. I figured, I mean, I would have, on any other topic, I would have leaned on every advice that I've received from you. And even what you said, it would be a turnoff. I can understand that. But I guess aside from this political thing, like if there was something that you was like not in alignment, wouldn't it be important to bring that up on the first date? Like, you know, like let's say that you really don't want kids. Is that something that you just wouldn't bring up, even if you thought this person that might want kids or something,
well,
you know?
Are you on a dating profile or how did you meet this gentleman?
Yeah, it's a dating profile.
Generally on profiles you have, I'm looking for a long-term committed, and it usually says wants and likes kids. So you get a little bit about what they want and don't want.
Yeah, I guess. And I think did a good job about that. It just wasn't political.
You're and a lot of them say no, you know, you get a lot of information. You just want to verify it when you meet them. You want to see if there's chemistry, and then dating is getting to know the person. And that's when you find out their values, their core beliefs. That's when you start investigating if they're similar to yours, because remember, he has a right to be who he is. We don't get to make him wrong. He may say he wants it this way, and then if you go in and say, you know, I have to have it this way, that can be okay. But remember, each person has their own point of view, and each one is okay. There is no right or wrong.
Right.
So if he says, okay, I believe in this, you might say, well, thank you for sharing, but I have a different belief. But I would just kind of investigate if you're compatible, and you'll find that out in at least a couple weeks if you date.
Okay. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you guys for clarifying. I do understand how it could be a turnoff. I just didn't know if it was just worth just putting it out there because I have such, I'm really, really clear about where I stand with that. And I would hate to waste his time, but I guess a couple of weeks is not really a waste of time for either of us as we get to explore if we even want to.
Well, maybe he has beliefs, but they go back and forth too, dear. Maybe today he had strong beliefs, but tomorrow he doesn't. You know, people have a right to change their feelings. Feelings are non-negotiable. They come and go.
And also consider what you and him have control over. Like just because you have strong beliefs doesn't mean that you or them can change anything over there. Your beliefs are just in your head. So if you have different beliefs, you know, meet reality on reality's terms.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for giving me another perspective to consider, and I will keep all this in mind.
Have a good day tonight.
Thank you.
Give us a call back and let us know how it goes next week. We'd be interested in hearing how it went. You might find
we'll do.
You know what? Go into a date positively. You're going in negatively, and that puts a bad mindset that you're looking for everything negative, ready to attack him. Always feminine energy always goes in with the positive, positive mindset.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll keep you guys posted.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. That was a good question. I think somebody else. You're on the air with Andy and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I have a question about how to communicate with a friend.
Okay, what seems to be the problem that you want communicated?
So he's been sending me a lot of, news articles, anything he finds lately about stuff that's going on, and I'm really trying to like protect my mental health, so I asked him to stop doing it. There's one day he sent me like 20 news articles, and I was just like, please stop sending me
is this gentleman a friend or are you dating him?
Platonic friend.
Okay, go ahead then, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, so after I told him that, he actually stopped doing it. And then 2 weeks ago, he did that again. He sent me some other news stuff. And so I responded to him and was like, I see you're having trouble respecting my boundaries. That's not cool. And he hasn't reached out again in like 2 weeks. And usually we exercise together on Thursdays. Usually he calls me after work to let me know when we're going to go to the gym. But he just stopped calling, reaching out. And I'm just like, okay, I just meant stop sending me the new stuff, but I'm not like pissed off or mad at you.
Well, if you use Dr. Allen's material, if you listen to the radio show, remember the tools are stroke, stand, and then the follow-up. I didn't hear you say you have every right to send me these articles. However, it's uncomfortable for me to receive them. Would you please stop? What do you think about not sending them? I didn't hear you giving him permission to do this. You just told him stop doing it.
Well, the first time I followed the stroke and don't want one process, and I was like, will you stop sending me these?
That's not a stroke, dear. A stroke is giving him permission.
No, I meant like I told, like the first time I asked him to stop, I followed Pat Allen's process.
What did you say? Because that's not what we heard you say the first time.
I don't quite remember everything. I mean, I can read the text. I said something like, I appreciate you sending me these and wanting me to stay informed. However, I'm feeling uncomfortable with you sending these many news articles, and I don't want to impact my mental health. I want to just I want to engage, you know, minimally. Will you stop sending me these? And he was like, okay, I'll stop doing that.
Okay.
And then maybe a month goes by, and then he did it again. And so the second time I did not use the Pat Allen process. I just,
Well, that's why he's not contacting you again, dear. Andy, what would you say about that?
Yeah, I like stroke and stand. To me, it sounds controlling. That's what I'm looking at in the books. And obviously, it's not going as well as what you wanted. So I might have couched it. I don't want to look in the rearview mirror, right? There's not much you can do about it anymore. Mm-hmm. But, do you still want this friendship?
Yeah.
Then I would tell them that. It sounds like to me that when you're doing that, you're controlling a part of their aspect and without giving them any other recourse for any other part of their life. So it just sounds too controlling to me. Yeah, if my suggestion to you would be reach out and say, hey, look, I don't want to control another part of your life. I don't even want to control this part. I just want to, maintain my sanity. If you want to keep sending them, that's fine, but I'm going to automatically forward them to the trash. So, that's my only other option, right? I still love to go to work out with you. I still love to see you. Tell them these things because we don't know. And when you are, people who do that, who aren't really as learned in how to communicate, tend to shut down. And I think he's at that point. So if you reach out, you can kind of open the door for him to communicate. And, at the end of it, what do you think? What do you, do those things where you're asking for their input and see if they give you any input. And if they do, then the door is still open. If they don't, then you are where you are.
Okay.
I think that's great advice. Yeah.
So it was controlling, or it came off as control. For me, it came off as I was being controlling.
Well, you told him what he could and couldn't do, and he has every right to do it.
Yeah, and there's nothing else about, just based on what you've told us, right? There's nothing else that talks about anything else. You're a great person otherwise. I love hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Everything else is terrific, except this one little piece about our relationship. And if I can just fix that, I think I'd be, really good. none of that was said. And that's a stroke that Sue's trying to get across that needs to be said in order for people to be open to that communication who are not yet skilled in this communication.
It kind of can come across as a scolding that he's doing something wrong instead of negotiating, you know, hey, you have every right to send these, but unfortunately, I'm uncomfortable. Would you please stop? And then if he does it again, you just say, you know what, I appreciate you sending them. If you continue to send them, I'm just going to put them in the I'm just going to put them in the trash. And that might have been a better thing to do is just putting them in the trash.
Okay. I guess my annoyance took over.
Your annoyance was controlling another person's behavior, which he has a right to do. And if he's a valuable friend, is that worth breaking, you know, him sending stuff that you, you know, you could put a price tag on it. If he keeps sending it, you're going to not be his friend, or you're going to put him in the trash. But yeah, he wasn't really informed very much. He was just scolded in a point from what I heard.
If you don't mind, back off the trash for a moment. You can also just put another folder under your inbox, you know, call this friend's name, and then make a rule that everything from him goes to that inbox. So it's not in the trash. You know, you've accepted the email. You're just not looking at it, and you're not seeing it because the rule runs as soon as it comes in. And then when that person asks you, hey, did you see this article that you might be interested in? You can click on the folder, find the email, and read whatever you want. So that might give you an easier way to, hey, I'm just going to make it, please continue. I'm just going to make a folder for you. And anything you send me is going to go in that folder. And we can talk about things as they progress.
Okay.
So you can continue to delete it if you want.
Okay. I guess, yeah, the communication the second time is what I did not do. Because, I mean, I value his friendship. I do want this part of my boundaries to be respected. So
and sending emails is kind of a harder boundary because it's digital. That's why if you just, I mean, you don't have to tell me anything anymore. You can just try to recoup the friendship, but make that folder, make that rule so you don't see him anymore.
Right. Yeah. It's actually texts, not emails, but I can see how I can put his text somewhere else.
Yeah. What kind of phone do you have? An iPhone or Android?
Android.
You know, I'm sure there's probably a way to do things that would help you. I have an iPhone, so I can't help you directly, but I'll look things up. And for now, I'd say if you can, just in your own mind, ignore the text for now. And
okay. And just give him a call and tell him, like, I'm okay with you as a friend. I just, some sort of negotiation.
Well, you might want to apologize. I always have, sometimes if the ladies know that they kind of came on too strong and disrespected and controlled a man, I tell them just to call or text and say, I want to apologize for, kind of give, you know, telling you what you can and can't do, and then say, I still want to be your friends. I just don't like to get these articles. Or what would you tell her, Andy?
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
I would caution against your statement is I'm okay with him as a friend. Kind of took me back. I don't want anybody to feel unsafe around me, and I want my friends to want me as friends also. So if you tell him that, be prepared for that friendship to end. Because that doesn't sound like you want him as a friend in your life, at least not to me.
No, well, I do. I want him as a friend. I just find the, you know, 20 news articles within 5 minutes is annoying.
Well, so. But dear, friends do things like that, and that's why they're our friends. Sometimes they do things that make us mad, and it's kind of like the same thing, 51% valuable. That's his little, that's his 1% over the 51, that's his 49%. He's irritating with his emails or his texts.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, you know, you could go around and telling people, I don't like the way you dress. I don't like the way you order your, I mean, it could go on and on. You always call me all the time. You always texting me, you know.
Hey, here's, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Okay, no, go ahead.
I just Googled Android silence friend text from a person. And what it says is open the messaging app, go to the conversation with that person, tap the three dots in the center, in the top corner, select details or somewhere depending on your app, then choose notifications and toggle the silent option to turn off notifications for that conversation.
Okay, I can do that.
And now they'll still show up in your phone, but you won't be annoyed by all the messages coming in.
Okay. All right. Good advice, always. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we had two good callers today. Yeah.
We sure did.
You know, I always try and refer back to you because, you know, I'm used to doing more of the dating, getting ladies with dating. I'm not too good with the friendships and things like that, but I do know the communication skill.
Hi, this is Brenda. If you'd like, leave me a message and I'll get back to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Just to do a
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Callers out there, it's 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam calls you back. However, please make sure that you have the contact in your list so it does not go to spam. I think somebody tried to call in and it went to voicemail. So if you're listening, please open up. Okay. Please open up your spam thing so it can come out. Oh, here we have somebody. You're on the air with Andy and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, I already talked to you guys.
Oh, okay. You got back on.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway,
sorry, okay. we're seeing things are coming up, kicked out, voicemail. Sorry, you must
have. No worries, I totally get it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, again, 323-203-0815. Let's see. I'm not sure if we have a caller here. Andy, do you have any questions you want to share with the audience?
No, I'm looking at the dating advice for alpha women. I know it's not exactly a Allen book.
Oh, that'd be a good thing to go over. What? Tell us about it.
Actually, it's James Allen Henran with.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And it talks about blemish.
Yes, that I hear a lot about that.
Yeah, so can I read for a minute?
Sure.
So your blemishing is your alpha relationship will allow you to be yourself and stop doing what you think you should do. When you get real, there's a game you'll want to watch out for. It's called blemish. This is where you find something you don't like about a person and you discount them. And I was thinking that applies to our political person.
Uh-huh.
This is a stubborn game that's hard to get rid of because it keeps you single and independent. This is a game of the lost girls. Lost girls are the women who continually find fault with the men they date. For example, he's not tall enough, cute enough, smart enough. No one is ever good enough. On the surface, your alpha nature may portray you as the life of the party, social butterfly, but underneath, alphas tend to be loners who don't truly get close to people. Your alpha relationship is designed to get you through all this. The keyword's through because from now on we don't give up. We're not looking for an exit. Sometimes you have to burn your own bridge so you don't go back. This is why we commit to the relationship with a finite and fallible human being and stop looking for perfection. And I call this alpha training because the decisions we make now are soulful decisions. This means that instead of taking drama lessons from people who cause you pain, we will consciously date people we know are good for us. And will stretch us to where we want to be. So let me, permit or blemish games. Two games we use to avoid being abandoned or rejected. These are the ways we abandon or reject first. One of the challenges for alphas, they don't need people. This makes them susceptible to the first game of Be Perfect. Let me take a drink of water real quick.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking at the five curses of man. Yeah.
The first 3 months of relationship we're called the perfect phase. Chemistry is high. This floods dopamine receptors in our brains, and life is exciting and good. The challenge is when we expect the perfect phase to last, we have to keep changing partners. This brings up the second challenge that I mentioned earlier, blemishing. And blemish, as I said before, would blemish people by finding things you don't like about them and focusing on those things. This is our rejection preemptive strike. We can spend years going from perfect to blemish chasing unicorns. For the alpha woman, the archetypes of sex and power come into play. The most common blemish for a successful alpha woman is a man doesn't make enough money. The irony is, an alpha male isn't impressed by how much money you make. You are. The Amazon archetype is dangerous for women because they start to believe that no one can take better care of them than they can. Rejection first is an ivory tower. Putting high price tags on people rarely works because it comes from a general dissatisfaction and not knowing what's enough. Making yourself impossible to catch is the Amazon woman. Alpha men's strength is their energy for you. Your money won't make it to the table, but if you play the money card, you won't make it. Power is an illusion. Alphas are successful by nature. That's why alpha males are not interested in a one-up, one-down power struggle. It's called testosterone. Alpha males have it and you don't until you're postmenopausal. Keep an eye out for Be Perfect and blemishing. Realize they are your own fortresses. Problems, differences aren't the end of a relationship. They're the beginning. Start training yourself to stay longer and see what's on the other side of being perfect. The way you break a game is by walking through it one step at a time. And I'm getting chills as I read this because it affects me.
Oh, okay.
It says we're looking for momentum, progress, not perfection. Relationships are built one step at a time, and usually when we're uncomfortable. People who love you are willing to struggle with you. They're willing to look past your pettiness, do the same for them. When you get used to the idea that you're on a journey thousands of years old, you start to enjoy the step you're on and give it your full attention. You're always at the right place at the right time for the lesson. Obviously continues.
Oh, that's a good. And what book can you share with that the audience? What book that is?
That is Dating Advice for Alpha Women.
And it's available on Amazon. It's a short book. It was by Jim Hanrahan and Dr. Pat Allen.
So yeah.
It's a short read book. It's for ladies, the alpha ladies, and they know who they are.
As I look at it, it's 159 pages.
Yeah, it's a good book. Yeah, I think it's like $9 or $10 too. I'm not sure if it's on Audible. I just want to share that Dr. Pat Allen's book, Getting to I Do, is available on Audible. And that's a great book. And if you want a Dr. Pat Allen list of her recommended reading, it's on our website, www.drpatallen.com. There's a link that. Technical problems earlier. I hope you stayed with us and listened. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Andy, are you still available online here?
I sure am.
I'm not sure if the people hung up or they thought we had problems, but if you're still out there listening, please feel free to call us. And when you call the station, Sam calls you back. Please make sure you pick up the call and enter it in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. So what were we talking about before we got this technical problems, Andy? I think we were talking
blemishing.
About blemishing. Yes, you read that great article. I hope everybody heard that. And it's in the book. Repeat the book again in case that didn't come through.
Dating Advice for Alpha Women.
By James Hanrahan and Dr. Pat Allen. It's available on Amazon. And again, if you want to look at Dr. Pat Allen's recommended book list, It's on our website. Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so my boyfriend hasn't had custody of his 7-year-old daughter yet, but I think he's working it out with his ex-girlfriend, and so she may be coming to the house every other weekend, and we live together, and we've been together 5 months, and so, I mean, I'm fine with it. I don't have kids, and so I'm not really, like, used to these situations, but when we first started dating, he just, like, made a lot of comments about how she's not going to like me, and, like, just, like, really negative, like, oh, she's going to be, like, my daddy, this and that. And so I just really haven't said much about the situation. And so when he told me yesterday that, like, in a few months, he might have her every other weekend, I was just like, fine. And then he just kept on talking about the next morning. And he's like, oh, does it seem like you're happy for me, blah, blah. And I'm like, I am happy for you. But I mean, all you've said is like negative things or whatever. And so, like, it doesn't really make me, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. And I feel like he's, like, he kind of just set it up to be, like, a negative situation for me. And I feel like he's just looking for reasons to, like, say, like, oh, like, I don't like kids or something. Or
do you
that,
know Dr. Allen's, do you know Dr. Allen's tools, the stroke and stand?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because this would be a place that you would do the stroke and stand. I just hear you're telling him a lot of, yeah, how using the stroke and stand, you could explain how you feel. And what he's doing that hurts you.
And so when I said that in the morning, like, and this was like in the very beginning, and I never even made a comment about it because I felt like it was too early on and I was confused why he was even saying that sort of thing. And then, so I brought it up and then he said, well, maybe I just said all that stuff to get your reaction. And he does that a lot. And it's just rude. Like,
Dear. He has every right to open his mouth and say inappropriate things. We don't get to judge him. You can accept him, reject him, or tolerate him, or use the stroke and stand. You know, I really appreciate that you like to push my buttons. However, that doesn't feel comfortable. What do you think about not trying to get a reaction out of me?
Okay.
The tools are explained on our website, drpetallen.com. There's a video, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. He has every right to be who he is. You might not like it, but the way you project your uncomfortability, it tells a little bit about how you react and you attack him, which starts the fight, which is the game. You're doing a game back.
I just feel like he should be more sensitive, or I don't know.
Good should be out of your vocabulary.
Okay.
Andy, what would you say? I told her my point of view. Andy, what do you have to say?
I'm going to start with the topic of you tolerate situations and people. Dr. Allen believes you cannot change other people, but you can change your reaction to them. If you're dealing with a difficult situation or with difficult people, you have one of three options. You can accept the situation or person exactly as they are. You can reject the situation or person as in avoid them or leave, or you can tolerate them, the situation. Not a great choice. I highly recommend you either accept or reject, but never tolerate. Here's why. When you tolerate a person or a situation, what you're doing is half accepting and half rejecting. Toleration puts you in a stressful situation. And when that happens, your body produces a chemical cortisol. Anybody know cortisol? Cortisol is stress. Cortisol is overabundant production of adrenaline, and it rots in your body, strips your nerves, ruins your T cells, will make you ill, and can in extreme cases kill you. Listen to what I'm saying. I do not need to like or approve of those I love and accept, but I must love and accept everyone's right to be right or wrong. Some people may be too toxic for you to be with, especially if you're emotionally healthy. You put a toxic person in a well person room, what we end up with? Two toxic people, because a toxic person weighs 1,000 pounds emotionally, and a well person weighs 100. Toxic people will crush you. Get away from toxic people. We therapists work for years to be able to be in the same space with a toxic person, and they get us anyway. It's egotistical to think you can handle a toxic person.
Yeah.
Even for
so there. Yeah, I would suggest using the communication tools when you're upset and you want him to stop doing something.
And then when I am upset and like, and it's because of, if he would have painted it as a positive picture, like I had another.
Well, he's not going to do that. He didn't do it. So we can't wish he would do it this way. He's not going to.
Well, then he also talked about me like meeting her after a few times, and I'm not comfortable with that because I don't
then
even
you
know
say, how. Then here's dear. Here's how you say it. I really appreciate you want me to meet her. Unfortunately, I'm not comfortable at this time, but maybe in a couple of weeks I'll change my mind. What do you think about giving me some time? That is a rational communication statement. You two go emotional at each other.
Write down what she just said.
And then I feel just, like sometimes he tries to just like make me jealous with
dear,
them.
You're still going
it's
on a
weird.
Rampage. Dear, you're still going on a rampage of what he's doing wrong. You are reacting emotionally. That's what I want to have you understand your part.
Okay.
You are reacting to him, which you could go back and use the tools to communicate rationally back to him. Because two people are playing a game of an emotional communication. You're calling the radio show, learn the tools, and he will start shaping up when you use the tools, because he won't be able to kick you.
Right.
Or he won't be there at all.
Oh, it makes me mad, because in the moment I get upset and I do react. And I
that's the that. Point.
I know, that's the game. It's called, here's the game. It's the emotional... Andy, do you have that thing? We have a couple more minutes. I just pulled it up. How to communicate. You think, feel, react. You react, feel, and think later.
Okay.
Oh, so react and respond to him.
Okay.
How to communicate is and how you react, and the communication game is all on our website. And you don't just pick up this stuff hearing at one time. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior once you're aware of it and once you keep processing it. You know Dr. Allen's stuff, but you're not using it regularly. So it does not become a behavior.
Chapter
23. When I get upset, then I just react. It all goes out the window.
Read chapter 23 of It's a Man's World, a Woman's Universe. Talks about how to fight rationally, not emotionally.
Okay. I have a quick question. Do a lot of men try to use their daughters to, like, make you jealous?
You know what? He has a daughter, and you know what? He honors his daughter, and he's got three women he's got to deal with and juggle.
Right.
Three women. Her, the
I
child,
feel,
and you. And he
I
has to make
like
you all
he
happy.
Tries,
he has
like
to
he
make you all happy.
I don't know. I feel like he tries to use his daughter to, like, make me jealous.
Dear,
that, like,
if you believe that, then you're in the game.
All right.
You're overreacting,
you're right.
And you are wanting to fight emotionally, and you're only pointing the finger at what he does. I have to point it back to you.
Okay.
Clean
takes
up your
two
language.
Play a game.
Okay.
Well, whatever he says, if you just said thank you, it would drive him crazy. Try
yes.
it.
Yes.
You're right.
I say thank you for sharing.
With a smile on your face. Don't get upset.
Yeah, because when I first said, okay, that's great, tell me the dates, and then I'll go see my girlfriend up in LA, and then he got all upset.
Well, you added on an extra dig, though. That was a dig. You tried to get a reaction. You tried to get a reaction out of him.
Yeah,
you played a game back. You played a kick me game back, dear.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just calling it what I hear.
Games
okay,
people play by
wrap it up. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we'd love to hear
okay,
you call back
you.
And hear tell us how it goes. Okay, thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. We have to go. We're running a little bit over, but I want to share that we'll be back next week. Thank you, Andy, for joining. And Andy will be back next week, and then we'll have Patricia back. She's going on a cruise next week, so she'll be back, and she's the dream interpretation, and she works under Dr. Allen. She deals with the couples, and she does life scripts. So thank you for joining us. Andy, you want to say goodbye?
Thanks, Sue. Thanks, audience. See you next week.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Thanks.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.